Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. Excuse me, everybody, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network we call Blog Talk Radio as we reach around the world, and we are doing tremendous hits and downloads on our show, and we appreciate all the listeners that tune in every Thursday night or listen to it in archives. It's been fantastic. As always, want to thank our studio producer, Melissa Hovey. She keeps everyone in line. Our technical engineer makes this show possible, Wayne Larson. Music done by Scott Carney. Our guest tonight, we're very excited about this, Shelley Leibowitz, all the way from Hollywood, California. And if you've listened to our show in the past and have heard Mr. Leibowitz, it's always a phenomenal evening of Hollywood history and the future of Hollywood. It's always great. It's one of our favorite guests.
Oh, my God.
And from massive Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the honorable, distinguished, and somewhat here, Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Well, good evening, Mr. Batson. It's going to be a good show tonight.
It certainly will. We're very excited about having Shelley Leibowitz on the show. In fact, I was thinking earlier, Dr. Day, what would Dave Davies say about having Shelley on?
Oh, please. Stuck in a loop again.
Larry, you know that music, it kind of sounds hauntingly familiar.
I knew the bit wouldn't work. It's always.
Well, it's been swell, folks.
Behind our show, keeps us on the air, our underwriters all the way from Chautauqua Lake, New York. We want you cottages. We encourage everyone to. If you're thinking about a vacation up in western New York, fantastic fishing. Musky fishing is just now starting. Walleye. Peter Weimer and his wife, Kathy, have a fantastic resort. Cabins, lodges. We had an opportunity to stay there just a little over a month ago. It was absolutely amazing. So if you're a fisherman and looking for, gosh, a great place, beautiful scenery, we thoroughly encourage you to go to wewantyou.com, wewantyoucottages.com. At Chautauqua Lake in the beautiful western New York, and we encourage everyone to do so. This part
it is beautiful up there.
Oh, you know, it's absolutely gorgeous. And we would like to thank them for making it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for Thursday, June 6th. Now, you know, we've got so much Wild World News tonight, I'm not sure if we're even going to have enough time for Shelley Leibowitz to be on. All right, well, here we go. I'll try to run through this as fast as I can.
Hang now, on. I'm on my way up to Dr. Day's house.
Hey, now, here's the discovery of mammoth proportions. Russian researchers have discovered a perfectly preserved woolly mammoth carcass with liquid blood on a remote Arctic island, fueling hopes of cloning the Ice Age animal. Mm. Now, they said the frozen remains of the female mammoth were so well preserved that blood was found. And as we know, woolly mammoths have thought to have died out about 10,000 years ago.
Yes. Do we want them back, though? You know, they're much larger than elephants. I mean,
yes, and much hairier.
Yeah, I'm pretty sick of that.
Well, that's pretty interesting. It's a pretty interesting thing to think about.
Yes, it is, absolutely.
You know, and maybe we should get some of Shelley's blood just in case we might want to clone him sometime.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I tried to put myself through the copy machine so I could be beside myself, but that didn't work. Maybe I need to clone me.
All right, we'll discuss that later. Let's head off to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, since we're living in the past. The recent discovery of three Triceratops skeletons in Wyoming could include the most complete fossil of the dinosaur to date. So we're looking at putting together some Triceratops.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't they see the film Jurassic Park?
Well, that's what we're talking about, woolly mammoths, Triceratops.
Oh, my Lord.
And Dr. Henry Day.
Yeah, Henry Day.
All right, now, if you can't find your favorite work gloves at the store, well, here's why. Charleston, South Carolina. Customs agents have discovered a tick species at the port that has not yet been seen before in the United States. Now, the tick was found in a shipment of work gloves from Pakistan, which they sent back immediately.
Hmm.
And do you know how they found it?
I have not a clue.
They heard a ticking sound.
You know, there's no excuse for that.
You're
Day.
Right.
Even
sorry.
With your education, there's no excuse for that.
You're right. All right, I got some sad news for the folks in Danville, Illinois.
Uh-oh.
For 49 years, the Turtle Club has been holding the annual turtle reunion and races to raise money for area children's charities.
Yes.
Now, next year's event won't include the turtles because holding so many of the animals violates state conservation laws.
Oh. Well.
Now, what would happen during the mushroom season, people would be out hunting mushrooms and they'd find the turtles, so they'd bring them back to town and have races. But we can't do that anymore.
Sure? Are you sure they weren't eating the mushrooms and just seeing turtles?
That's
you
a good possibility.
You should send your staff over there to investigate that. You know, the Indians would not even eat land turtles because they knew they would eat any type of mushroom, even the poisonous ones. So Indians wouldn't touch them.
All right, I'm not eating turtles either then.
No.
All right, why am I doing this next story?
I have not
I just want to say Sheboygan.
Okay.
Sheboygan, Wisconsin. All right, the recent theft of more than 300 baby mink from a farm doesn't appear to be the work of animal rights activists. Now, because the mink weren't taken all at once and no adult mink were taken. Just baby mink.
This is the babies.
Yeah, now see, that sounds like an inside job to me. I'd start checking people that have large pockets that come into the place. That something doesn't sound right about that.
You know, I'll tell you something about the mink. That is the most ferocious animal on this planet. And I had read a story in one of the National Geographic or the Smithsonian about a mink that had escaped a fur farm. And the gentleman's looking for the mink, and he sees it out in a field, and it's stalking a cow. I mean, that's how. There's nothing in the wild that messes with them.
You know, when I had my house in the Catskill Mountains, in the stream behind my house, there's a lot of wildlife, and it was a red mink that always used to play back there.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of trappers used to try to come by and get it, and it was up to chase them off with a shotgun. But, it looked like the cutest little thing, you know.
No.
Because we'd be rolling around in the stream, and it didn't go up and say, hello, how are you? But, you know,
right.
It never bothered anybody.
Sure.
Now I know I'm a smart thing that I didn't.
No, they're ferocious. They're.
But they are cute, and they are so much fun to watch when they play.
Yes.
All right, let's head off to New York, New York.
Oh.
The Prospect Park Zoo in Brooklyn is now home to five members of the critically endangered species, Kaiser's spotted newts. Now, the Wildlife Conservation Society reported that the colorful amphibian has been found in only a 5-mile square region in Iran.
Hmm.
But they're thinking now that the species might be extinct in the wild. because of its location.
Mm, that's too bad.
Yep, well, they've got five. They're trying to bring them back.
Yep, well, hopefully they'll have some success with that.
And we love those little amphibians.
Yes, we do.
All right, the local news. We have a new red panda born at the Fort Wayne Children's Zoo.
Oh.
And it's a baby, so we're hoping the best for it. We hope it does all right.
There's...
Also locally, we have the Bill Monroe Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival, which starts up on Saturday, which is always an entertaining event.
Yes, it is.
Are you performing, Dr. Day?
Excuse me?
Are you performing?
Not this time. But me and Mr. Batson should go and perform on one of these occasions.
Yeah, we should. I don't know what we would do, but
if we just show up, we're entertaining.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, we've lost a few more to rock and roll heaven. Marshall Little, who played bass for Bill Haley.
Yes.
Clarence Burke Jr., who sang with the Five Stair Steps. And Ed Shaughnessy, drummer for the Tonight Show Band.
And I'll bet Shelley Leibowitz knew every one of those folks.
And the drummer from the Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Joey
lost one of Shelley's old girlfriends, Esther Williams, passed away today.
She never spoke badly about you.
How are we doing on time tonight? Okay, we're running just a little bit long. Let's finish this up. Now, this time of the year, we urge people who find young animals in the wild to leave them alone. There's a lot of babies out there right now. Now, many wild animal mothers hide their young and periodically return to them to, you know, to care and feed. So if you didn't bring it with you into the woods, don't take it out of the woods.
Wow. Did you write that yourself?
I could have.
Wow.
How profound.
My Lord, it's so... Yeah, that pretty much says it all.
All right, now, you've got a lot of animals to feed, right?
I certainly do.
You certainly do.
Our
wild world facts for the day. Every year, $1.5 billion is spent on pet food. Now, this is
really?
Four times the amount spent on baby food.
Wow.
$1.5 billion a year. And
all
I know
right.
with six tigers and two bears and all the other creatures you have.
We're close to that.
You're close to that. That's right. All right. Well, our next wildlife fact is for Melissa Hovey, who is our studio producer. And as we know, Melissa loves sharks.
Mm.
Now, listen to this, Melissa. Sharks apparently are the only animal that never gets sick. They are immune to every type of disease, including cancer.
Yeah. Really? And that's why some people... take pills called shark cartilage.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to Walmart tomorrow and buy a barrel full of that.
All right, for our final fact of the night, what three mammals cannot walk backwards?
Penguins.
Any guesses?
Penguins.
Nope, that's a good guess.
Walrus?
Nope.
Dr. Day?
Nope, the three mammals that cannot walk backwards are emus, kangaroos, and Shelley Leibowitz. That's the Wild World News for June 6th.
Once again, a wonderful job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. We want to tell everyone that this program is made possible by Wildlife Educational Services, and we're trying to... Right now, I have several fundraising projects in the works. In fact, a brand new animal building would be absolutely wonderful. And if you would like to help us out, make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to continue, please go to my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. Tell us where you can donate. Any size contribution is very much appreciated, and we appreciate your support. It makes it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Someday, when I'm awfully low,
SRI Records, and besides that, a great friend of the show. Always fun to have him joining us, as we've already heard. Our friend tonight, our guest tonight, from Hollywood, California, Shelley Leibowitz. Good evening, Shelley.
Hi. Gee, Dr. Dave's in fine form tonight.
He is in fine form.
Well, thank you, Shelley.
Man,
I don't know if you've spoken, but he wants some of it.
So, not to change the subject.
Oh, really?
Oh, did hearing a little Frank Sinatra bring back some memories?
Always does. I guess the best memory for me with Frank.
Yes.
Was my dad was never thrilled with me being in the entertainment industry. Mm. You know, he thought I should get a real job. You know, and working with rock and roll stars and everything else never impressed him. But when I introduced him to Sinatra, it changed everything.
Really?
Oh, my father was a huge Frank Sinatra fan.
My goodness.
And Frank said to him, "You did okay with this one." No, that was it. And I was okay.
Wow.
Before that, you know, although, you know, being in Vegas with Frank and Sammy and Dean was another story.
So that probably because of our younger audience, we probably couldn't tell a lot of people.
Well, like some of it I couldn't tell because I guess it's too X-rated for your show.
They always seem to me, you know, regardless, you know, Frank always had the, I don't know, the public perception of being rather tough and coarse. But I always thought when the three of them were together, they seemed like three really nice guys.
They were, but Frank could be run hot or cold.
Mm-hmm.
Frank could get mean. He did have time until he had that mean streak in him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was from growing up in the streets of Hoboken. But, you know, sometimes I remember in Vegas, we were walking through the casino, the Sands Hotel, and somebody reached out and grabbed his arm as he was passing by. Just really wanted to get and say hello and get an autograph and shake his hand or whatever.
Sure.
And because the guy grabbed Frank's arm, he turned around and just punched him in the mouth.
Oh. Well, you know, there's that old story with Chuck Berry did the same thing to Keith Richards when he did that.
No, I just... I had another fond of Chuck Berry.
No, he's... Yeah, I tell you, that's you probably look back at those days and think that'll never happen again, huh?
There'll never be a time like that again.
I mean,
you know,
everyone
people had to hone their craft very differently back then. You know, you'd work 7-8 shows a week, small town after small town, city after city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you do it, but the next time people saw you again, it was a year later. There was no TV for them to see you on. You know, so they really, you know, honed their craft very well. Now people are, you know, they just want to get on TV and become an instant star. Yeah, it's a very different situation.
And you probably sense that... being you're out to discover talent, sign talent for your record label, that some people have a, how do I put this, a big head, and they really shouldn't.
Yeah, they haven't deserved it. And, you know, some of the biggest stars never had that big ego. They just didn't. You know, Dean Martin was always a pussycat. Ella Fitzgerald couldn't believe people were coming out to see her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
even in the beginning, even the Stones or anybody else, they worked so hard. They really did. And, you know, they were eager to meet their fans and talk to their fans. And Elvis did that till the day he died.
Yeah, that's...
You didn't get the Justin Bieber mentality. You didn't get the Justin Bieber mentality where, you know, I have a lot of money. I can drive it up and down in my neighborhood 100 miles an hour in my new Ferrari, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I just wanted to jump in here quick. Sorry to disturb the flow, but we have a gentleman in chat, and he wants to know if Shelley knows where his pants are.
Oh,
he says that his name is Simi Friedman.
Oh, that's not a he.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a woman in New York, and I think she must have my pants. I haven't been able to find her for a long time.
All right, I am officially out of this one now. All right, thank you.
Thank
you can go looking for my pants, Melissa. It's okay.
Oh, that's okay. No, I'm staying out of that one. All right, back to the show.
Oh, my Lord. That was funny. So one of my dad's favorite stars was Dean Martin, and you said he was a big pussycat. And I have the funny feeling that when he'd do his bits on his television show that he was probably stone sober.
Always was. He was really not a big drinker.
Really?
He just never rehearsed anything.
Yeah.
He had a great sense of humor.
He did.
He had a wonderful sense of humor. The story he told me was he played a practical joke on his daughters. He and his wife, Jeannie, were going down to Palm Springs for the weekend, and they, you know, the teenage daughters had the house for the weekend. And he overheard them making plans on the phone to have a party. So he just said, you know, make sure you don't get in trouble. We're gone. You know, no problems here, okay? The girl said, all right. No parties or anything, right? And the girl said, okay. Dean drove down to Palm Springs. He and Jeannie had dinner. After dinner, we went up to the suite. Dean picked up the phone, called the Beverly Hills Police Department, put in a noise complaint about a party, and he gave his address. When the cops came, shut him at the house, shut down the party. And when he came home, he said to the girls, did you have a nice weekend? And he said, yeah. And he said, okay. And he said, well, Dad, we got something to tell you. We had a few friends over there. I guess it got kind of loud. Somebody called the police. And he says, I know, I called.
Oh, my Lord. That is funny.
But he was a genuinely super nice guy and so tremendously talented.
Well, you know, you watch these artists on shows like The Voice and American Idol, and it's like they're trying so hard, Shelley. It just doesn't come out.
You know
what?
They have talent,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have experience.
Right.
And experience teaches you so much. You learn, you know, if you're a good singer and you sing a song one time, two times, you can do a decent job.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've done it 40, 50, 100 times, each time it gets better, it changes a little bit, you know. You do work with the right people to help encourage you and tell you what to do to make yourself better.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you want to is not the answer. If you look at most of these shows, American Idol or any of the other shows, how many of these people can you name that have gone on to careers?
Mm-hmm.
No, very few.
Yeah.
And the other reality is most of these people are not prepared to go from completely being unknown to being very famous. It is a culture shock.
It'd have to be. Well, you're trying to do that. Well, you have a couple new artists, and you have...
I'm very proud. I'm very proud. Found this young girl in Northern Ireland, Chloe Wilders,
mm-hmm.
and we have a terrific album ready to go. But then she said to me that... something horrible had happened since you wrote a song about it. Do you want to talk to me about it?
Mm-hmm.
It came down to that these two sisters in a nearby village that she knows, both of them committed suicide after being bullied on Facebook.
Oh.
Two teenage girls, two sisters. And Coley herself had been bullied a bit when she was younger. So she wrote the song, and what we're doing is we have a song, we have the MP3, and we have the video for it, and all sales from it are going to charity. 100% of it's going to Rocking for Peace for their anti-bullying program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what she wanted, you know. She didn't want anything for it. She wants it if she can help somebody.
Wow.
So that's a girl with a really good heart, and she's very talented.
Well you...
The MP3. Yeah, you have the song if you want to play some of it.
Is that the Are You Proud?
That's Are You Proud.
Let's hear it right here on Larry Bathin's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Heard a story on the news one day about a life that was torn away. Young life, I've lived much more to say. Just looking for some good advice. Taking 10, then you paid the price. Never thinking any harm would come to you. You knew how true they'd take a life and never have to pay. Are you proud?
My goodness, Shelley, I just have goosebumps. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she is terrific, and the lyrics, you know, just are you proud of doing what you've done to these people? You know, it's in, you know. If anybody wants it, you can check it out on YouTube. There's a wonderful, wonderful music video done in the school with little children on this song, and anybody wants to buy an MP3 or
purchase the video, they can go to srirecords.com and download them there. All proceeds are going to Rocking for Peace, 100% of it.
And her name again?
Touching song.
Her name is Chloe Wilders.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to be big.
Wonderful. She's terrific. She's so talented. She's 17 years old.
Oh.
Lives in Northern Ireland.
My goodness.
Just wonderful.
I'm telling you, that's... I've never been affected by a song recently like that one. That's
you know, I tell you, it got to me when I first heard it. And I said, oh, my God. You know, this is just so good. It's just so good. And, you know, it's bullying is a terrible thing. It affects, you know, so many children worldwide, not just in our country.
It's
an epidemic thing. You know, bullying when 50 years ago was not a big deal.
Right.
You know, you either confronted the bully or you ran away.
Yes.
Now it's social networking, it's the internet, it's cell phones. You can't hide. And because of that, it is so much more serious than it ever was.
Yeah.
So I hope some people will, you know, listen, buy, whatever, you know. It's really important.
We're going to do all we can. Our guest.
I want to talk to you about the other artists that I. That
we're going to. We're in the second half because I know you're excited about him as well.
I'm always excited. Hose me down.
Our guest tonight, Shelley Leibowitz with SRI Records. Gosh.
You know him, you love him, you can't live without him.
That's right. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat?
Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters.
It's bobcat heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
We're going to be back with Shelley Leibowitz in just a few moments, an exciting new artist that he's recently discovered, signed to his record label, SRI Records. We want to remind everyone that this half hour of the show is brought to you by McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado, right on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park. We call it God's country, and I'll tell you what, if you've never had the opportunity to visit that part of the world, you're missing it, because it's absolutely spectacular, and there's no better place to stay than McGregor Mountain Lodge. I've stayed there with bighorn sheep in their backyard, elk, and one of the most scenic and beautiful places on this earth, Rocky Mountain National Park. Hikes, it's all available there. Michael Hodges is the proprietor, and just go to their website. Take a look at the pictures. It's absolutely fantastic. They also have a webcam, and you can have an opportunity to see Rocky Mountain National Park year-round 24/7. That's at www.mcgregormountainlodge.com. They make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, God, Daddy.
Sing with him, Henry.
Oh,
I want a pizza.
Let's fly. We're
way up
to the
clouds.
Oh, we're we can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind.
That's right.
Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind.
Does that mean getting dumped, Dr. Day?
Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together.
Can't you hear me singing? I sound just like him.
Oh,
in the shower underwater.
Oh, egantare. Oh,
and was smooth.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that.
Under my happy heart,
I want to hold you more now.
Your love has given me wings.
Yes, sirree.
Well, I tell you, there's other artists that I want to talk to you about who will remind you a bit of Dean and Frank and those guys.
Yeah, that's what you said.
For a while, I thought about starting, I wanted to start a Latin label as well. And then I get contacted by this guy. I find out later on is a singing sensation of South America.
Wow.
Based in Ecuador. The guy's been working really hard. Since he's a teenager, they were like Donnie and Marie of South America, and his sister. And, you know, he's gone solo, and he's a tremendous performer. And he's very well-dressed. He's very elegant. And he's got that sound. He has that sound.
Yeah.
If you play the MP3 I sent you sway.
Yeah,
what's
his
exactly
name?
What I mean. Eduardo Garcia.
Oh, yes, he befriended us on Facebook. That explains. Yes, and the song is Three Sway?
Just Sway.
Just Sway, okay.
It's number three is a good throw, it is on his album.
Sway. Right here on Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready to dance, Dr. Day.
I'm ready. I have my dancing shoes on.
¿Quién será la que me quiera a mí? ¿Quién será la que me quiera? Quiera a mí.
I'm afraid to teach his Dr. Day dancing.
Dancing.
Here, my feet.
¿Quién será? ¿Quién será? Querido volver a vivir la pasión y el calor de otro amor que me hiciera sentir, que me hiciera feliz. Ay, ¿quién será la que me quiera a mí? Vamos, ¿quién será? ¿Quién será? ¿Quién será la que me dé su amor? Oye, ¿quién será? Será la que me quiera a mí. Oye, ¿quién será? ¿Quién
man with a golden ear, Shelley Leibowitz, is with us tonight. Wow, Shelley.
Well, this guy's terrific. He works really hard. He's been performing with every symphony orchestra, all over South and Central America, mm-hmm. as well as with his little group, his own band. And now he's just a hard worker, and he's a classy, elegant guy.
Well,
so that's the lead track in the album we're going to put out by Alberto Garcia. Anybody would like a copy of Sway That Song can go to srirecords.com, and it's a free download.
Wow.
Hard to step down when you hear that music.
Makes you want to cha-cha, doesn't it?
It does.
Absolutely. I'd like to, no offense to the artist, I'd like to play that in our monkey building. I think it would get the baptist even going.
Let's see if they'll go wait.
Yeah, they have a wonderful sense of rhythm, so I mean,
they do. I've seen that.
But he's amazing.
Remember the Marquee Chimps?
That voice is just like you'd mentioned earlier. If you kind of took Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and stirred them up in one big pot, that's what you'd have.
Yeah, he's got the kind of look and elegance. And he does the ballads. He does them in English or in Spanish. And the guy's just a terrific guy and a world-class gentleman.
That's so important, isn't it?
Well, I'm proud to know him. And the fact that he's got this kind of talent, I'm really looking forward to working with him for years to come. So, and because I know how much people can enjoy him and his album, which will be coming out shortly, we figured we'll give away Sway. It's free download of the month. Go to srirecords.com, see free song of the month. Click on it, click the button and download it, and you have it no cost whatsoever.
Oh, my Lord. That's so nice of you. And, gosh, that's a fantastic voice. So is this the first time a radio audience has had a chance to hear him in the U.S.?
This is it. This is the world premiere, boys and girls.
Oh, my Lord.
You're only on Larry Benson's Wild World.
My gosh. Now I've got cold chills again.
Oh, take a shower. Get over it.
I think you need to take something. I don't know if the shower's in order, but that's so impressive. My Lord. Go ahead.
You're a good guy, Larry. And anything I can do for you, your show, anytime, I'm happy to. And it's a pleasure to be able to premiere somebody like Alberto Garcia on your show.
Well, tell me.
I'll tell you one other thing.
What's that?
This was the first time that Are You Proud by Chloe Wilder was played on any radio program.
Oh, my Lord.
We're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
Guys.
We know that, but it's okay. It's between friends.
My gosh, Shelley. Thank you. Thank you so much. Gosh, it was such a thrill to hear both of those artists,
Well, I'd be happy to. What kind of music? We would need any theme music at any time, anything you might possibly want, I'd be happy to, give it to you also.
That's funny.
No, I'd be happy to give you anything that you could possibly need anytime. You need, hey, boys and girls, anybody wants to become a friend of Larry's show and send him a couple of bucks, we'll send you some free songs. How's that?
Oh, my Lord, Shelley Leibowitz, so kind. Gosh almighty.
Well, let's do a pledge drive here. We'll put together, I'll let you pick out 12 or 14 songs out of our catalogs, and we'll put together an album of free songs for the people who, become a member or donate, $10 bucks or more.
Oh, my gosh. God love you. You don't realize. How? Oh, my Lord. I've never cried on this show before, but...
And you're not going
to.
I was getting ready to say, but I'm not going to start it because... we'll have to hear that loop again. What do you think Dr. Dave Davies would say about this?
Oh, God, help us.
Lord, help us.
can't have a better friend than Shelley Leibovitz. That's as good as it gets there, buddy.
Jeez. Well, friends like this are in trouble. And I'm still looking at a picture of the baboon holding the ball, and I told you what I thought earlier, Larry.
Oh, I could tell you stories about that baboon. You talk about an entertainment mecca. We've raised that since it was just a few weeks old. And
what did you name it? Is it named?
Her name is Elizabeth.
it's a girl. I thought it was
it's a girl. No. And she watches television. In fact, she's getting ready to go to bed right now. And she watches, she loves Three and a Half Men, Homer Simpson. But she's got a problem because Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
She hates him. Don't ask me why. The baboon goes nuts if she sees Darius Rucker on her television.
That happens with animals for some reason, that someone has an effect upon them.
Yeah.
They just dislike them, you know.
And some fellow that used to do this commercial for this hemorrhoid cream, oh, my God. She would absolutely go berserk, I mean.
She wouldn't just need to stay away from my ass.
She basically wanted to attack the television. It was too much, but yes, that's Elizabeth. She's an Ollie baboon. She's been going to schools with us now since, almost 4 years.
That's amazing. She's a girl.
I would love for you to have the opportunity, and probably will never happen, but if you ever get out to our part of the country, and when we're doing school programs with our animals, to see those kids react to those animals is absolutely phenomenal.
You know, the wild-eyed innocence of children when they see animals, they don't know to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been taught to dislike them or to think that they're better than they are.
Yeah.
So the children are just in the awe you see on their face. It's amazing.
That is so true, Shelley. It's just like, wow. I got goosebumps again.
Oh, you're full of bumps tonight, aren't you, pal? You sure you're not coming down with something?
Poison ivy. Yeah.
Oh, you know, that could be. We were in the woods today. We raised poison.
Just you and Dr. Day? Excuse me. Time for us to go, folks.
But, yeah, that is just phenomenal. Gosh, the kindness of Shelley Leibovitz.
I'd really be happy to. You know, you and I should talk and we'll work something out. We can work it out where, you know, we can allow people to download 10 songs of their choice off our website.
Mm-hmm.
They can pick the ones they want, or we can put an album together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you'd like to do.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. We will. We'll absolutely. That is so kind. I just, we appreciate that so much, I have to tell you.
You're my friend, Larry. It's okay.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's pretty, I definitely, you know, just like your career, it's your passion. And my career is the same way, working with these animals.
Well, I know that, and I respect it. I really do respect what you do with children and education. It's important.
You know,
I don't know if some people understand how important the work is. You know, because if you don't have respect for your planet and the other creatures that we share the planet with, you're never going to be a well-rounded person. You just can't be.
That's so true, just so true. So speaking of
animals,
how's this movie coming along about legendary blues?
Oh, please.
Somewhere Slim.
Another 5 years, Snoop, we'll be able to get Snoop together and get this thing done. It's a headache, but it's okay. It's like everything else. It's an adventure. It's like being on the tour bus with Chuck Berry. It's an adventure.
You were on the tour bus with Chuck Berry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We had an oldie show on tour with 14 acts.
Uh-huh.
And Chuck was the headliner. And he was drinking a lot in those days.
Oh, my.
And sometimes we'd pull into a town and Chuck would disappear and he'd miss the show. Because he was drunk someplace. And the audience would get upset, and half the money would be ticket prices was refunded, and that went on a few times. So finally, Hank jumped on the bus. And you want to hear a lot of curse words coming out of a black man aimed at a white Jew, that's the way you do it.
Well, he, you know, the documentary Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll pretty much showed everyone what Chuck Berry was all about.
You know, I won't take anything away from the man's talent,
mm-hmm.
because he truly is a talented man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, certain people are so very influential. It's like Little Richard, you know, the queen of rock and roll.
Yeah, sure.
You know, when I was a kid, I remember listening to AM radio and they had Pat Boone do certain songs, and oh, they were big hits. And then I went to WWRL all the way up, and I ended the AM dial, you know, mm-hmm. I think it was 1620 or something on the AM dial. And I heard Little Richard do those songs for the first time. It was like, why the hell do I listen to Pat Boone do it? This is amazing, you know. But those guys, it was a different time.
Sure.
There's one other show we're working on, and I haven't talked about it publicly at all, but we're trying to put it together as a Broadway musical. And it's based on the first integrated rock and roll tour that happened in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
And it went through the South. In 1957.
Mm-hmm.
And it starred Fats Domino, Laverne Baker, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Chuck Berry, Clyde McFatter, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, the Everly Brothers, the Diamonds, the Drifters, Paul Anka, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Knox. And what
wow.
they went through in 1957 going through the South.
Oh, man.
And most of the black artists on that tour were from the North. They had no idea what they were getting into. So it's just a really interesting story. It's a bit of music history, and the music of the time of all of those stars
mm-hmm.
you know, make it just an amazing show.
I'll
bet. And it's based on a story put together by Dave Somerville, the lead singer of the Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter right. of fact, I should send you a copy of the original poster at the Forum in Wichita, Kansas. Saturday night, November
2nd,
1957. Mm-hmm. Oh, the ticket prices were $2, $2.50, and $3.
Wow.
Reserve seats.
That's almost like Shelley in 1969 when I saw Jimi Hendrix. I think they were $3.50, $4.50, and $5.50.
Yep.
And these folks are still making some money.
We did Jimi Hendrix at the Flushing Meadow at the Bowl. At the Flushing Meadow, I can't remember the name of the theater. It was in Flushing Meadow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it was inexpensive.
Sure.
But it was amazing. It was an amazing cloud that hung over the theater.
I can imagine. What was he like? I'm sure you had a chance to chat with him.
Jimmy was a nice guy. The first time I met Jimmy, he was a guitar player for Joey D and Starlighters.
Mm-hmm.
He was a member of the Starlighters.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I met Jimi Hendrix. You know. But he was a nice guy.
Yeah, that's
very. Yes, an incredibly talented guy. You know, taught himself how to play guitar upside down.
Yeah. I heard he couldn't see very well though, and he refused to wear glasses.
No, he was very vain.
Yeah.
Very vain. Sometimes he would change his outfit a couple of times before he'd go on stage.
He
just wasn't pleased.
And I'm thinking Peter Tork of the Monkees loaned him, if I remember right, loaned him a Corvette to drive and ended up crashing it because he couldn't see. And he
couldn't see.
Wear glasses. So it was like, wow.
You know, it's strange times and how some people come up through different groups. One of the recordings that I have that we offer for sale is Little Richard live in concert. It was on tour early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy was part of his band.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Billy Preston.
Oh, my. My goodness. And you have that recording?
Yeah, I do. I
oh,
talked to Richard
Lord.
About it. He goes, those boys, they were so wild.
Well, I think I remember, the Night Tripper himself from New Orleans.
My buddy, Dr. John.
Dr. John. He was talking about Hendrix, and he said, I tried to get him to turn that music down. He's too loud. Are you ever going to write a book?
Me? Nah,
yeah.
I'm too busy. I'm on the radio. I don't have time.
Oh, that's true. You can always talk it to a tape recorder and find some nice young stenographer to put it on paper for you, though. Do two things at once.
If she puts it on the paper, I ain't going to try to record anything.
Had to throw a little Groucho in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to tell you a quick one. You mentioned Dr. John. Mac, his daughter, was said to him that she was trying to convince him to do an album that the record company wanted him to do, which was a song of Johnny, an album of Johnny Mercer tunes.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it. And she said, Dad, please. And he'd lost one daughter. And was, you know. So he said, all right, honey, I'll do it. She records the album. And after he records the album and released the album, he records a song and he sends it to me. And the title was, For Better or Worse, I Ain't No Johnny Mercer.
Jeez, I assume you still have that in your archive.
Oh, of course I do. You know, the guy's a brilliant talent. He's one of those rare birds who can do it all musically. You know, he is the Creole style, true Dr. John type, Dr. Longhair kind of music. He can play flat out rock and roll with the best of anybody. He plays on everybody's albums.
Sure.
He's also, you know, a master jazz player. You know, the guy is just incredible, musical treasure. That's all the only thing I could say. He really is one of America's musical treasures. And
yeah.
The ambassador to New Orleans.
He is, and gosh, what a great voice. I mean, when you hear a doctor.
You'd recognize him in a heartbeat. But I'll tell you one thing. I've known the man for 40 years. I don't understand half the things he says sometimes.
Well, it's like we were talking earlier about the talent contest they now have on TV. The voices aren't distinctive.
No, not distinctive. Yeah.
You know, there's that joke, he said, why does Bob Dylan audition for American Idol? He wouldn't, you know. And the thing is, Bob Dylan's voice is distinctive. Mick Jagger's voice is distinctive.
You know, Bob is starting to turn into a caricature of himself.
Is he now?
The last time I saw Bob Dylan, he's... I said, Bob, speak English. I remember when you were Jew from Minnesota.
Yep.
When he first came to New York, he didn't talk like that.
Well, we had a guest on a few weeks ago, Izzy Chait. In fact, he's from your neck of the woods.
Very talented. Very talented.
Yeah, he had that. One of the people played in his band was a young violinist lady. And was it Nashville, Dr. Day, that happened?
I think it was New York.
Was it New York?
Yeah.
She's walking down the street with her violin case, and this car stops, and his head pokes out and says, can you really play that thing? She says, I can. He says, well, get in. And it was Bob Dylan. And he ended up taking her to the recording session, and she was on tour for the Rolling Thunder tour, which was, 27 years ago. Yeah. And I had heard he wrote all of his songs on a typewriter. Is that true?
I believe that he used to.
Yeah.
Well, I know he used to scribble notes and like little pieces of paper in his pockets, and then you probably put it all together.
Sure.
We don't have time one of these days. I'll tell you with his first meeting with Woody Guthrie.
Oh my Lord! We need
in the
to
hospital
schedule
when Woody was dying. You know, but I don't think we have time for today.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'll be back on. I hope.
Like a bad check, he keeps coming back.
Our guest tonight is, God love him, Shelley Leibowitz. It was so great to have you on the program tonight, Shelley. What a show, Dr. Day.
I know. I've been looking forward to talking to Shelley since you told me we had him scheduled.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, but we didn't have a chance to talk.
Fine.
Give me a call, Dr. Day. We'll chat.
All right.
I'll give you his number, Doc. Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to have Shelley back as soon as possible.
Well, we're going to do that. Absolutely going to do that.
Well, Larry, you and I have to talk about the premium for your people who want to donate to your show, okay?
Well, we will.
So we can talk as soon as you have time, you give me a call.
I will absolutely give you a call because that is just so amazing for you to do that and so kind and so generous.
And in the time being, if anybody wants to, you know, make a donation to the show in the time being, you know, do it. And we'll make sure that we give them something of wonderful value for it.
Oh.
You know, we'll keep track of them and we'll give them choices of songs or videos or whatever we can give them.
Oh, that's just amazing. Just God.
Send them money now.
Yeah, we do need it, I have to tell you. Next week on our show, we're going to the complete different direction. Bob Gimlin's going to join us. You ever heard of the Patterson-Gimlin film, Shelley?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a...
Is that porn?
No, it's not porn. it's the film taken in 1967 in Northern California of an alleged Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
Whoa.
And to this day, it is still scrutinized, and the gentleman that was half of the team that put that film together is going to be on the show next week, and he still swears to its authenticity. And if you spend 2 minutes with the man, I'm telling you, he's so genuine, you absolutely believe every word that he says, and it's going
to
be...
I see no reason not to believe the possibility of their existence. Yeah.
I'm with you, and there's everybody that's on this line from our studio producer, technical engineer, and Dr. Day, they all feel the same way. So that's happening. And Neil Norman's going to join us, the new Seeds release of the archives from the Seeds, Pushing Too Hard. So it's very exciting. Once again, Shelley, thank you for being on the show. What a great
My
program.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Shelley. Wonderful show.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Day. Melissa can come out of hiding now.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody.
What is she under the table hiding?
she is. You've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody. Wrong button.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson.
Hey, Larry.
Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.
Larry.